Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Back in 2004, during a debate on same-sex marriage at the University of Montana Law School, I asked my opponent for the third time in less than an hour, how many people should a marriage consist of? And for the third time, he refused to answer. In fact, his effort to dance around the question became so absurd that the audience burst out in laughter. It was my contention that if the only criteria for marriage was that two people love each other, then there would be no limit to the number of people that could marry each other simultaneously. Sure enough, when the court ruled in favor of same-sex marriage 2 weeks ago, a polygamist in Billings, Montana, immediately asked that he be allowed to legally marry his second wife. It's his assertion that the language in the Supreme Court's decision creates a constitutional right to marry two different women at the same time. The sad truth is, under the court's logic, he might be right. In its ruling, the court said, quote, "The fundamental liberties protected by the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause extend to certain personal choices central to individual dignity and autonomy, including intimate choices defining personal identities and beliefs. History and tradition guide and discipline the inquiry, but do not set its outer boundaries. When new insight reveals discord between the Constitution's central protections and a received legal stricture, a claim to liberty must be addressed," end quote. Essentially, the court said that the Constitution protects any choice a person wants to make regarding their dignity. History and tradition are no limit, and any time a new insight reveals a new right, we have to respect it. Do you see anything in that reasoning that defends the historic traditional view that marriage is limited to two people? It doesn't. Throughout the opinion, the court randomly throws in the words two people, but never explains why. It provides no justification at all for keeping marriage between only two people. Intellectually honest commentators have been acknowledging the polygamy question for as long as the same-sex marriage debate has been going on, and conservatives were treated as though we were saying something cruel and unthinkable when we pointed out that the arguments justifying same-sex marriage also justified polygamy. Now it has happened, as we all knew it would, and yet the mainstream media still acts as though it's somehow morally wrong for us to point out other future negative consequences of this decision. I pray that this nation never recognizes a so-called constitutional right to polygamy, and I hope that no marriage involving more than two people is ever legally recognized in Montana. At the Montana Family Foundation, we believe that marriage is reserved to the union of one man and one woman. Our argument for that is simple. There's a legitimate role for the government in incentivizing the best possible situation for children. Yes, good marriage makes adults happy, but the institution isn't centered around that. Society's role has nothing to do with that. Marriage protects any children that may arise from it. That's the only reason that government should be involved. An overwhelming number of studies show that children do best when they're raised in an intact home with their biological parents, and nothing the Supreme Court writes can change that. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.